Hey, you guys, welcome back to Confidence and Coffee, changing our name again. We tried the Confidence Connection, but it never sat right with me because here we are authentic, we are real, and we are laid back. And I wouldn't want that any other way. And so again, welcome to Confidence and Coffee. I'm your host, Ashley Henriot. So we have a very interesting sponsor for Confidence and Coffee. This is something I wish I discovered years ago, because as someone who struggles with ADHD, I'm really diagnosed with ADHD, could have done this, and I don't even know what I would have been able to get done. You guys, this is called Magic Mind. Look at how little these things are. And for me, I have been drinking this for a week now. I pair it with my coffee in the morning. And let me tell you something, I have never had so much productivity where I think I need another cup of coffee. But this truly not only boosts my energy, I hate energy drinks because they make me jittery. This does not make me jittery. It boosts my productivity in a way that I have not experienced before. And one of these bad babies not only does that, but it makes me feel really good and I can focus rather than being everywhere and then feeling overwhelmed because I'm not getting anything done because my brain is everywhere. This truly helps me focus on one issue at a time that I can solve. And I have gotten so much more work done in this week than I have in months. And I have been sick for a week and a half. I was so excited when these came because the ingredients in these is natural. If you're like me, I cannot 100% focus basically by myself. And coffee can wake me up, but it does not help me focus. And I have been trying to find a way without medication to keep my energy up throughout the day in a way that is not overwhelming or triggers any kind of anxiety. And I have been able, since doing this, to consistently create content for this podcast and social media. I've been more productive in my meetings rather than getting sidetracked. I'm staying on task in what we're supposed to talk about, and I don't crash. Okay, so when I wake up in the morning, I drink my coffee and I drink a shot of this, or what I call a shot. And I have found in the week that I can incorporate this in my morning routine and it's already pre-made. I don't have to mix anything, and how fast it works. I've started drinking Magic Mind and it became literally my best friend. It was super easy to bring into my routine without me forgetting. I keep this box right next to my coffee, right next to my Nespresso machine. So I can take a shot of that before drinking my coffee, fill up my water bottle, and I'm good to go for the day, okay? I love also that I don't have to drink as much coffee or caffeine to have energy. I just drink a little shot of this every morning, and it's cut down my coffee and caffeine intake by more than half. It gives me mental energy and focus. But listen, you guys, there's so much more benefits to this. It has helped me be more productive. I have less stress and anxiety. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm just able to be more creative because of the productivity that Magic Mind has given me since starting it. I have actually not had this much clarity in years. And I say that boldly. I feel better just in the mornings throughout the day. That's ultimately what's happening. It helps my memory. I forget words. This has truly helped my brain. It really has been magic for my mind. Okay. And it's all natural ingredients. It is the source of the best ingredient with no sugar, okay? Nut-free, vegan, paleo-friendly. It reduces the stress and it supports higher energy levels. I love Magic Mind. This is now in my routine and I'm so excited. I don't have to deal with the crash of caffeine. I literally had to make a choice that it was like energy or with anxiety or sleepiness and depression. That was my choices, okay? I have partnered with Magic Mind and I got with them and we created a discount code where you're going to get 56% off. Okay. That's more than half off if you use my code, because I know that my community, if you struggle the way I struggle, add this to your routine. It's super easy. Go to magicmindco.com/mankind and use the discount code MANKIND, MANKIND, and you'll get 56% off your subscription or 20% off a one-time purchase. It is literally the best value and the best thing that you can do for yourself. And I stand behind this. And also, which I don't think you will do, but if you don't like the product, in 3 or 4 days, you get a refund. You can take it back, money back guarantee. We are focusing on boundaries. We're focusing on how to balance out our calling and our responsibilities and truly create boundaries that are a blessing to what God's called us to do. And so there are tangible and practical things with Magic Mind in doing that. So before we begin into today's valuable and amazing episode, I want you to hit the subscribe button if you are listening on YouTube. And why don't you hit the review button and write a little review if you have listened to Confidence in Coffee for a long time. Those reviews are so helpful, and so are those subscriptions, because it really helps amp up this podcast to reach other women who need to hear the message that brought you value. And so be a part of this community and share with a friend. You got this, okay? So today we are going to talk about boundaries and burnout. I am a huge fan of boundaries. Boundaries are really what bless me to truly walk in my calling and my confidence. And this subject is really near and dear to my heart, you guys. We're going to talk about practical ways to establish those boundaries, the importance of them, and what does God say about boundaries? And so we're going to talk about that in Ephesians, and we're going to talk about the consequences to not establishing boundaries in our life and how we can face burnout. And that's not what God intended for us. And I don't want to live in a hustle culture anymore. I want us to live in a culture that is full of intention, excellence, and peace. And so stay tuned, because that is what we are going to be talking about today. Time management and overcoming burnout is vital to what God calls us to do. It's vital to protect our peace. God says that we need to protect our peace and protect our calling. And in doing that, we really need to be careful in regard of how we are managing our time. So the Lord literally took me through a season of confrontation. And what I mean by that is not like drama, but where the Lord had challenged me and tested me to see myself and the will that He placed on my life the way He did. And in doing that, I started to have this fresh perspective that I needed to protect my purpose. I didn't need to give everyone access to what God had called me to do. Because as Christians, we tend to think that our calling is for everyone. But when God gives us a specific assignment, He also has assigned certain people for that assignment. And not everyone is willing to receive what God's called you to do. And we can listen to a lie from the enemy that we are to invite everyone in and that our message is for everyone. And Jesus is the good news, but He had numerous people writing in our Bibles. The books in the Bible are written by different people because they were assigned for a different group of people to understand the message of Christ. And so if we're not protecting our calling, our assignment, and the people that it was assigned to, it can lead us to vulnerable. We're like sheep, and we are vulnerable to the wolves that only want to eat us up. So as a Christ-centered confidence coach, everything I do is with intention to be centered in Christ. I've walked my own journey through establishing these boundaries, and I've had to change boundaries, and I've had to enforce stricter boundaries. I've had to let some boundaries go. Your boundaries need to be adjusted based on your season. And so I am still walking this journey out with boundaries and trying to find, and I hate this word actually, trying to find balance and in that purpose, protecting my purpose. And so I'm really excited to share with you the practical strategies that I discovered on my own journey to be able to protect my purpose and to create the boundaries that were protecting me, my calling, and my blessing. Okay. So boundaries are really crucial for maintaining our mental and emotional and spiritual health. We need to look at boundaries as a protection to protect those things. And boundaries are not selfish. We need to have enough self-respect to be able to protect those things. Remember, we want to see ourselves the way Christ sees us. We want to envision ourselves and our calling the way He does. We want to believe in our assignment and ourselves the way He does. And the best way to do that is to protect it from the things that are trying to tell you something different than what Christ says about you. And so by setting boundaries, which can be challenging, and your boundaries are may not be like someone else's, okay? May not be like Denise, who's got one kid, okay? Or Maria, whose family is not as toxic as yours, okay? Boundaries are very different for everyone. And if we're afraid of disappointing other people, or being disappointed, we can actually miss opportunities in truly blessing someone because of the lack of boundaries. And it can steal away. So if we're trying to avoid disappointment, which we can't, by the way, control is an illusion. We are in control of nothing, and we cannot avoid disappointment, whether that is disappointing someone else or someone else disappointing us. The only person and thing that cannot disappoint us is God, is the Holy Spirit living within us. So we have to accept that's going to happen when we start choosing, protecting our purpose and ourselves and treating ourselves the way Christ sees us. When we see ourselves the way Christ sees us, we protect that treasure. We protect ourselves. And so as Christians, we truly need to understand that there is a strong biblical Christ-centered aspect to setting healthy boundaries. We're reminded to be very careful in how we live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil and the world is only going to get worse, something else we have to accept. But there's hope and there's revival, and it's in you. Okay. The world is failing, but God never does. And we are designed to live within Christ in His righteousness, not in the world. That is where our hope comes from. And Ephesians 5:5-16 really highlights the importance of stewarding our time wisely and setting boundaries to protect our well-being. You need to be a steward of your purpose. And that's perspective. That is a perspective shift in seeing it that way. So how can we practically implement that kind of boundary? One strategy is to identify our priorities and our values. By knowing what matters to us, we can make intentional decisions about where to invest our time and our energy. Another key aspect to this is setting boundaries is learning to say no. No is not a bad word. Saying no doesn't mean we're selfish or uncaring. It means we're honoring our limitations and prioritizing our well-being. Remember, Jesus Himself was literally the best example of setting boundaries. Numerous times he went off alone and no one knew where he was to pray, to talk to his father. He even said, I'm going to go talk to my father for a while. And this was part of his early ministry, taking time to rest, to pray, not letting others change or influence his power and who he was in a negative way. In the way that he did that, in the way that he placed boundaries, it was also in time management. I'm not a morning person. I am more of a night owl all day long. And I know this about myself and I accept these things about myself. But I also, with the time that I do have, I need to manage it well because my life is insane. And I don't always get it right. But I've learned to get up a little bit earlier so I can have my alone time, because that is a priority, is my time with the Lord. It's something I enjoy and it's something I will always put first. And I even then don't get it right. Okay. And I start to get my kids ready because I've had time to wake up. I've had time to get my coffee. I've had time to just maybe brush my teeth. That doesn't always happen because kids are unpredictable and maybe my daughter gets up before me sometimes. But then I adjust my time. So maybe I do my Bible study at night because my daughter woke up. Regardless, effective time management is being open to adjustment. Okay. It's not a one fits all. If your child is sick and you didn't get up in the morning, that doesn't mean your day went to crap. You're just adjusting to the circumstances. And it's actually essential for living a balanced and fulfilling life is being intentional with time, but also being flexible when to adjust it. As Christians, we're called to be good stewards of the time and the resources that God has given us. And we are not to take it for advantage, which we tend to do. But as long as your priorities, then you know your purpose because you will keep those things in perspective. And that truth, gospel, honest perspective is vital to what God's called you to do with what you prioritize. Now, one practical time management tool is to create like a daily schedule. Again, be adjustable. A daily schedule or routine by planning out our days in advance. We can minimize distractions and make the most of our time. Newsfeed, social media can be a distraction before you know it. I know for me, I have been scrolling for an hour and I've learned to take certain aspects of my time and not get on social media. So I have days where I'm a content creator. So I have days where I plan out my content. Tuesdays and Thursdays are my recording days. And so those days, I actually try to stay off of social media. I'm blessed that I have a friend who helps me. So I can record on those days content to fit the intentional schedule that I have in what I post that month or that week. And so pick days where this is a day that you don't work. This is a day that you make content. This is a day that, you know, fun Friday that you spend with your kids. Whatever that is for you, it can be a rest day. It doesn't have to be a day where you're working or creating, but a day that is intentional to help make sure that you are ridding yourself of distractions and you are being intentional with your time. So another way we can minimize distractions and make the most of our time is additionally to use calendars and to-do list to keep you organized. I make a list every single day. It doesn't have to be big goals. To-do list with the basic necessities. Get up, read my Bible, brush my teeth, or go for a run, or write a chapter of my book, whatever that is for you. Make these goals really simple, really easy to help with those distractions. List really helped me. ADHD over here. And so I am grateful for my calendar and my list, especially with four kids, all in sports. It is very busy. Then finally, it's important to prioritize your task based on the importance and urgency. In Matthew 8:33, Jesus tells us to seek the kingdom first, and all these things will be added unto you. So by prioritizing God's kingdom, we can align our time with his purpose. And finally, let's address the issue of burnout. Because if we don't prioritize these boundaries, that's ultimately what we're going to face. Burnout is a common sign that we are struggling, or common struggle that we probably need to figure out what our priorities and our boundaries are. And this statistically has actually been more of an issue than ever before because of our fast-paced culture. But as Christians, we have a source of hope and renewal, and it's peace and joy that drives us. And that is that renewal and restoration is in Christ. When we feel overwhelmed, I know when I have felt overwhelmed and to the point of exhaustion, I turn to Jesus and his word for strength and rest. I prioritize that time. I check in with myself to strengthen within me who God created me to be. And burnout is not productive, and there is no positive outcome by hustling and trying to get things done fast. We genuinely have to trust God's timing by prioritizing rest and prioritizing truly connecting with him and checking in with him constantly to make sure that is something that we do as we walk in our purpose. Psalms 23, 2 through 3 says, reminds us that God smiles when we are fully in his presence. And I love how it says he makes us lie down in green pastures. And if you can imagine that, like I imagine like tall grass, wind blowing a little bit, maybe 73 degrees, and it's just not a worry in the world. And you get to relax and enjoy the beauty around you. Complete serenity. I love a part of that verse when it says he makes me lie down in green pastures. And then it goes on to say, and he leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. When we feel burnt, it's essential to prioritize self-care. And we have to keep in perspective that self-care is not selfish, it's self-respect. And in doing that, we need to seek God's presence for renewal, check in with ourselves, and ultimately check in with him. So I want to encourage you today to embrace boundaries. What does that look like for you in this season of your life? To truly protect your joy and your happiness, your emotional being, your peace. What does that look like for you? I would love for you to share that in the comments or in the reviews, so I can see what boundaries you're placing in your life. Even share it on social media. I want to see how you're lying down in your green pastures. I want to see what boundaries have done for you. I want to see the things that you said no to and the things that you finally said yes to. I want you to choose you this year. And choosing you isn't choosing selfishness. It's choosing solitude and serenity in our Savior. And I pray that for you. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and leave a rating, a review, and go check out, I have a new membership. It's called the Inner Circle. And it's where we focus on these things. We focus on helping you create better boundaries, better communication, how to say no, and just truly gain the freedom that you have always desired and the clarity to align your life with God, to truly walk in your calling. That is what we focus on in the Inner Circle, all while connecting to the other women doing the same thing, gaining the same results and the same freedom in their life. We deal with things from childhood traumas and things that have triggered and controlled us, to confronting being present in those things and seeing the truth of who we actually are in a biblical aspect, and building our confidence so that we can truly start walking and discovering what our calling is and doing that in a practical way that benefits our whole family. Learning to truly be present in the things that God has called us to, because he didn't call you to be miserable in this. Even in the hard, we feel thankful, and that's how it should feel. And so I hope you'll check that out. Because you listened to this episode, I'm going to go ahead and give you 15% off. So just use the code INNERCIRCLE15. Remember to drink your coffee and walk in confidence, because that's who Christ called you to be.